Thank you, Lord. Sunday, 12/21/25. This is another Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Next Step 2026. A new year is about to begin, and this is what I will require of you. It is the time to get yourselves and all the things you have fretted about and been preoccupied with to be laid aside. I'm requiring you to retire of self-care. I have already told you that I will gradually remove those things, and that will happen as you focus on me and my business. Yes, you will be so preoccupied with my business that you won't even know when all this that has plagued you has gone. No more sitting around and praying about your situation. It will now be time to pray about my situations. Consider yourself officially retired from self-care from this day forward. If you need to do anything, I will let you know. This is the only retirement that I will require from you because I do not operate like the world. Do not buy into that system because it has an agenda: steal, kill, and destroy. I have an agenda: life, and that more abundantly. Moses came to me when he was 120 years old, and he was not old and worn out. He could see. He could function. So think that way. I renewed his youth, and I will renew yours. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Amplified says, "His ways of doing and being right, then all these things taken together shall be added to you." Take care of my business. I will take care of yours. I'm good for it. I'm going to have you and your team start with the district attorneys of the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. These bear the natural sword and you bear the spiritual sword. And it is an unbeatable combination when executed properly. They need you and you need them. Lord gave me these two prayers to pray over these DAs. The first one is the Lord's Prayer. We'll go there. We're not to vary from what I'm bringing you today. That's not saying you can't be led by the Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit does lead you in a certain way, I want to know about it so that we can document it. Okay? Matthew 6, verse 9. "After this manner, therefore pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the 17 counties of the Permian Basin, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The next prayer is 1 Timothy chapter 2, which should be no surprise. You know, we prayed these prayers for a long time, but I'll read what the Lord spoke to me about that. Okay, verse 1. "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ, and I lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Much of what I will have you do will be done in the spirit realm." This is where the real root of the problem lies. If you do not get the root out, it cannot be permanently eradicated. Demonic strongholds over counties are where the evil stems from. These strongholds influence men to natural action. You see corruption from the outside, but most never consider the invisible enemy, the true source of evil in the spiritual realm. Armies and great leadership cannot complete the task. I need my army working with them to completely remove the evil from the situation. In other words, if you don't take care of the root, you'll still have fruit. Satan has erected strongholds all over the entire earth. Each of my spiritual teams in their individual jurisdictions will take out the enemy's strongholds. Working together, spiritual and natural, is what will wipe the slate clean. What is done in the spiritual realm will reflect in the natural realm. Okay, I want to look at a couple of scriptures here. Luke chapter 11. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come unto you. So these are going to be cast out by the finger of God. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. When he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now you see why we've got to have the finger of God working in this, not just the natural army or the natural legislators doing this, law enforcement. We've got to have the supernatural with the natural. 2 Corinthians 10. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Again, I reiterate to you the little foxes spoil the vine, like the yard man and everything else. Also, keep your mind free from care. That's what he said.
Say that again.
Again. I reiterate to you, the little foxes spoil the vine, like the yard man, and everything else also. Keep your mind free from care. Our occupying thoughts needs to be, what does the Father want us to do today? What is His business today? Verse 5 of this scripture, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That has to be brought into obedience to be able to successfully bring down a stronghold. Care is a snare that will get in the way of a good warfare. Timothy. Paul told Timothy. This is 1:18-20. This charge I commended to thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war good warfare. We've had many visitations. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Unbelief is still believing. I framed the world, and do you not think that I cannot take care of you? The Lord said this to me a couple of days before. When you are in care and you don't have the answer, then that is the time to cast that care on me. The enemy operates in that realm. 1 Peter 5:7. casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And he goes on to talk about be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walks about seeking whom he may devour. We have to resist him. It says steadfast in faith. Why? The enemy will try to get your mind off of God's business onto taking care. Okay? It is time to get busy, and I have given you this first step. Do not add to it by pursuing on your own. In other words, he's given this first step. Don't go beyond it. It'd be easy to go, well, no, we don't do that. We're not going to do that. Do not add to it by pursuing beyond on your own, but wait on me to give you the next step and beyond. The instructions that I will give you will not come from the outside, but from the inside. Emotion will not make the call, but peace will. In the Lord's Prayer, it is God's will that the same authority reign in heaven as it does on earth. We must stop looking at God as some far-off being doing his thing. He is, through Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and the church is to reign as kings here on earth. We will see this in the thousand-year reign on earth. According to Scripture, we are already reigning and seated with him in heavenly places. Only those that walk in the Spirit will make the connection. Earthly mindedness causes a disconnect from the spirit realm. Okay, now let's get into what a district attorney is and what they do. A DA makes the ultimate decision on whether to file charges or dismiss charges against a person. The DA has the power to decide the seriousness of the charges to bring, felony or misdemeanor. They can indict. An indictment is a formal accusation to charge with an offense or crime. They have to have an indictment before they can take them to trial. Okay, Romans, the Lord said, they bear the sword. These DAs bear the sword. This is Romans 13:4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They bring charges. Here are the 17 counties. Well, one more scripture. Jesus is the spiritual DA. This is Revelation 2:12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. In verse 16, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. God is executing his plan through his church. People, oh, God's not doing nothing, don't see nothing, then and then. He's doing it through his church. Here are the 17 counties, the Permian Basin, and their district attorneys, and I'm going to give you a copy. Gaines and Dawson County is Philip Mac Furlow. Borden County is Ben R. Smith. Andrews County, Sean Galloway. Crane County, Austin Rolls. Ector County, Dusty Galvin. Glasscock County, Cody Kendricks. Howard County, Josh Hamby. Also Martin County, Josh Hamby. There's one that has like four counties. Midland County is Glenn Harwood. Pecos County, Sarah Stogner. Plus she has Reeves County, Loving County, and Ward County. Terrell County is Kenneth D. Bella. Upton County is Stephen Dodd. Wickler County is Michael L. Fostell. We really must stop fretting about stuff and get down to God's serious business. Fret. Wait a minute. I looked at the word fret. We've been fretting about a lot of stuff for a long time. to eat or gnaw into corrode, fray, rub, chafe, to make by wearing away a substance, to cause to suffer emotional strain, vex or great. It's just meant to just run you into the ground. Solomon, Song of Solomon 2:15 says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for vines have tender grapes. In other words, care, fretting about stuff, fretting about silly stuff that don't amount to a hill of beans. Paul told Timothy to stay encouraged, to war good warfare. This is warfare, military service, the apostolic career. Okay. Here is a...
Is that, you want me to stop it now?
Nope. Well, you can.
You're through with that?